Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for the Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you are listening to this show on the radio, please continue listening, and at the end, I'll tell you how to get a free gift card to thank you for listening. Here's our show.
Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg.
Here's the host of the show, Josh Beck.
Greetings, Greater Sykesville area. We are the Knights Around the Table. I'm Josh Beck, joined tonight by
Rob Somerville,
Eric Klaser,
Greg Oren,
and Rich Perron.
And we are members of the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen Council 7612. We're here to let the community know who we are and what we are up to. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In
the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
It is June. Summer is finally upon us. And with that, the end of our council year. Rob, it's been good having you. What can you tell us about what's going on?
Well, recently we had a couple of things. We had our annual golf tournament that turned out to be good. I think we amassed about $1,500 a piece for the different causes. That includes Carroll County Habitat for Humanity and Special Olympics, as well as the council. And then just recently we had our annual awards banquet, and that turned out to be really nice because we did something different and we honored some folks not only in the council, but as well as from folks from the church, including Mr. Gallagher runs the radio station and helps us with this program. So,
and he's a knight.
Our esteemed and producer.
He's a knight. But he only got one award. So that turned out to be good. Those were the big things that recently happened. So.
Now that makes this an award-winning show now, right?
Yes.
Yes. This is an award-winning show.
This is an award-winning show.
Right. So, but we get an Emmy or a Mommy.
What do they call those awards? Do we have a name for them?
Yeah, there is a radio.
There's a radio.
There is one. I don't know what it is.
I mean, for our Knights of Columbus Awards, we should probably come up with something like that.
Sounds like a good thing for the incoming grand
name. Edward R. Murrow Award.
Let me add that to the list.
But those were the big happenings.
All right. So that's what happened. Looking ahead, Greg, you want to fill us in?
I would love to. Just to be aware, we'd love to see more participation in the weekly Rosary for Peace, Tuesday nights at 7:30 in our chapel. But since the chapel's going under renovation, we would need to meet in the Cassidy Center.
Yes.
The Grand Knights Picnic is Wednesday, June 24th.
Be there or be square.
And Saturday, July 4th, is our Pit Beef crew that's going to be out at the Farm Museum for the fireworks.
Yeah, I would just add to that if you, I know the wine festival's passed, but I don't think Tom Grohl's sent information out for teams and sign up on the July 4th yet, but he's always needs help. So if you're available, and then the other thing I would add to that, and you've worked it, so you know this. If you work that and you stay for the fireworks, it's like one of the best seats in the house. So it's almost worth it.
Almost?
Almost. It's a long day. I'm not
going to
lie.
If you like fireworks, I guess.
If you like fireworks. But you will have one of the best seats in the house if you stay for it.
It's not a long day. It's not that bad. We set up 3-4 o'clock. The gates open. It's busy. It's surprisingly busy. We always kind of hope we just cover our expenses for the year. And the last couple of times I've done it, it was a busy day. Yeah. And then it was good. When fireworks started, we cleaned up, fireworks were over, and we were out. It's a really nice day.
Yep. Good time.
So we're a little light, technically speaking, in terms of events for the month. However, it's because it's summer. People are busy with other things. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't look ahead even further. Eric, I know that M&T Bank Stadium is eager to have the Knights back. Why don't you fill us in a little bit on what we've got coming?
They are eager to have us back. Can Greg motivate us to go back? It's a pretty busy summer. They're slamming us early, and then I think once regular season gets going, it's about every other week. This is volunteering for concession at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore for the Ravens games and some other events as well. Last year, collectively, we were able to raise about $45,000 there. So when you do one event at a time, you look at it and you're like, we're doing okay. But then all of a sudden, when you add it up at the end and you realize what a difference we gave. Last year, we gave $5,000 to the Fisher House down in Montgomery County. Mm. And that was a collective, everybody, the Filipino-Americans and 5208 and 7612, we all came together and donated that. So that was good. Yeah, always looking for other fundraising groups that are interested in helping us and taking a share of those charitable donations from Levy. Happy to have some more hands there because we run two stands. At the end of last season, we were up to one stand on club level, and we were down one stand on the main concourse as well. So it was busy. It was busy for me. I was running back and forth. Let me just give you a quick heads up since the summertime is a pretty significant kickoff. We've got two concerts by Morgan Wallen on July 17th and 18th, and then we've got two concerts by a K-pop group called BTS. That's on August 10th and August 11th. And right on the heels of that, is it the heels of it? Yeah, right on the heels of it, right after it. I don't know if that's before or after.
That's after.
Right after. The first preseason game against the Eagles is on August 15th. So it really is a busy summer at the stadium before it slows down. There's even a rugby match this year.
Oh, why?
In September. The message I got from Levy was we can sign up for all of them or we just need to notify them what we're going to opt out of. But certainly anything we can participate with, we can try to do. I don't know about other organizations, but last year I petitioned the Grand Knight to let me pay the dues for any man who showed up for three events and participated.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
It worked. I think we had about eight members that got free dues, so I don't know if
I was one of them.
Oh, there you go. So I don't know if the incoming Grand Knight's going to let me extend that offer again, but we'll throw that right out here on the...
we'll talk.
Just for Greg.
Just for Greg. Okay. Yeah. As the beneficiary. He's like, oh, I don't know.
But anybody who's interested, who would just love the experience of going down to Baltimore, taking in a stadium event, it really is. It's a busy, fun day. Feel free to send an email to our Grand Knight at 7612kfc@gmail.com and just let them know you want to participate in the NFL games, whether you're a Knight or not. We'll take you.
Did we do as well or better than last year?
Oh, we did better.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did better by about $10,000. And I feel like with the lineup of events they're giving us, We could potentially do even more. Yeah, we could potentially be in that $55,000 to $60,000 range.
And Levy gets a lot more support than the previous.
Oh, you mean financially how they help? It's a game. You know, you learn
well,
to play the game.
Well, in the kitchen as well, right?
Yes. Yep. Where we are, which is why I hold on to the stand we do. We get a lot of good kitchen support, which means we get in, we get out. And there aren't too many sad faces. Tired faces.
Tired faces.
So it sounds like if you're a fan of Morgan Wallen or BTS, a good way to go to the concert, if you don't want to see it but still want to hear it, is to volunteer.
All right, I've done my share of concerts.
Yeah. I'm sure you don't escape the music. It's loud enough in there.
Well, I don't know anything about BTS. I would imagine. I don't know if they're going to rock Doors or not, but Metallica sure did. typically, when the headliner starts, food sales plummet. And so over the course of the first hour of their performance, you're closing up shop, you're putting things away. And typically by the last third of the concert, you're done. You can sneak out and... No, I can't say that.
A little different.
I can't confirm or deny I've ever snuck out.
But you still get to hear it on your, as you're walking.
You get to hear it.
That's what we will say.
We heard the whole encore for Billy Joel, and that went on for about as long as the whole concert did. So I have some good family memories of working concerts at the stadium. That's for sure. So,
well, this is a huge fundraiser for us, obviously. So please take a look at your calendars. We've got these events coming up. We also have the football season. The Ravens calendar is everywhere. So take a look at the home games and start planning now. See if you can get yourself out to help. It's an amazing cause. And having done it myself for the first time, admittedly the first time, so much more fun than I anticipated. Exhausting, but it was a lot of fun. Just being there helping people, and there's a certain amount of camaraderie.
You were in the customer service spot, right? You were right there on the register.
I was.
That can go either way. Greg can attest to that.
Now, just a reminder that the council has a Google Calendar. So if you are familiar with how Google Calendars work and you have one of your own, you can import our events. Simply add 7612kofc@gmail.com, and our events will show up on your calendar, including any updates or changes in real time. Just a reminder of who is here around the table with me today. I am Josh Beck.
Rob Somerville.
Eric Glazer.
Greg Oren.
And Rich Perron.
Now, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, we are at the end of our council calendar. This is where we kind of pass the baton from one grand night to the other. We've got both the outgoing and incoming grand knight here with us. So I want to give an opportunity to each of you to just say a few words. Rob, start us off. What is it that you are most proud of? What are your thoughts as we come to the end of this year, and any parting pearls of wisdom that you want to impart?
On Greg? No, I'm proud of the council. I think I would just say thank you to everybody, because being Grand Knight's a lot of work. The past Grand Knight's going to attest to that. It's a full-time job. And I said at the beginning of the year, like, I'm a planner, I'm a visionary, I have ideas and stuff, but I'm not necessarily the guy to execute things, so it takes a lot of boots on the ground. And I was surrounded by a lot of great guys and able to do that. And I think it showed, because, you know, as Eric just mentioned, you know, we set the bar higher for the amount of money we brought in on the stadium events. We matched, and it might even be slightly ahead in the fish fries, and we did one less fish fry than we did last year, yet we achieved those numbers. We had the Valentine's Day comedy event, which was a huge success. So I think overall, those are just examples. There's a lot more examples, but those are examples of where we really set the bar higher than in the past. But that wasn't me. That was like all you guys and everybody in the council that did that. So, and I would just say, going out, that for Greg, delegate and lean on everybody, because everybody does a really good job. The council will not let you fail. So,
well, I appreciate your selfless attitude, and I appreciate you passing the adulation to everyone, who it really is a team effort.
It is.
But at the same time, we have to have someone at the top, someone who's got the vision, who's pointing the direction.
It was AI, Josh. And,
hopefully we might have something to talk to you about that.
I'm joking.
No, but quite honestly, the vision that you set out, and then the people that you surrounded yourself with to make it happen, and the success looking back over this year that we've achieved, it really is remarkable. So thank you for all that you have done. And thank you for setting that bar so high and making sure that we achieved it. So
thank you.
It's really been a pleasure having you in front of us.
Same.
Not to not to set the bar too high, but hey, Greg, you're up, man.
Well,
on your tiptoes, Greg. You got to reach that bar.
Rob's been a great mentor to me through this past year. We have a very busy council, and it gets to be difficult on how to juggle things like the M&T stuff with the Oktoberfest, and then moving into Advent and through the Christmas, and then the baby bottles, and into the spring. And he did a great job delegating, but also with the financial windfall we've got that we can give to charity. I thought it was a great year. I'm definitely, I handled the Oktoberfest last year. Might make a little change, still mulling that over. We're definitely doing the comedy event that Rob came up with. It was, knocked it out of the park. It was great. We couldn't just leave it at one and done. So that's something we're going to work on and use pretty much a lot of his base to be able to get it even more successful, if that's even possible. So we're really looking forward to another great year, utilizing Eric and Rob as resources to make another great year.
You're absolutely right. And having the opportunity to attend the awards banquet on Saturday, one of the things that stood out to me, having not attended one before, was watching the past Grand Knights accept the outgoing Grand Knight into their ranks and welcoming the new Grand Knight into, okay, you're up next, buddy. But there is such a brotherhood there. Mm-hmm. And obviously, this has been a successful council for years and years and years on end. It's got such a rich history. This is an amazing community. And I'm sure that you're going to have all the help. Us seated here around this table as well, but all the help that you can imagine. So we're excited to have you. We're excited to have you here sitting at the table with us. Please, by all means, use this time as you want. Every month, this is your opportunity to petition everyone and really kind of raise the ranks and get them excited about what you've got mapped out for us to follow. Yeah.
Well, on that note, I had almost all the past Grand Knights come up to me and give me encouragement and say, we're here for you if you need anything. So it's encouraging to know that you're going in with all that support.
Yeah. And I think it's important that Greg tapped on something with this council. It's a very, very active council.
Yes.
So it's important to have that support. And you mentioned those events. I was just thinking there in the past few years, I've observed things, especially in the fall. You've got the Ravens games, Oktoberfest. There was a weekend where you had that highway cleanup and a blood drive all on the same weekend.
Right, yeah.
It can get crazy, but you can't do it without the support.
Without a team. You got to have a team,
and this is a good team.
It's an amazing team. And as I look across the table and realize I'm surrounded by Grand Knights, or once again.
I think he's petitioned.
That's a sign.
We're going to move the needle now.
We'll talk.
I'm sure we will at some point. Look at the time.
It's a fact with this council and the leadership that it's had over the years that anybody that assumes that position, of course, you don't just assume the position. You work through the chairs, so you learn a little bit as you're going.
I thought you just got told.
And you get enough people that have been ahead of you and are willing to lend a hand. So if you show an attitude and work ethic, you can't fail.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It's going to be a great year. Good things.
I'm excited,
too. Good things ahead. All right, Rich, as our council lecturer, what fun do you have for us this month?
Oh, I have some stuff. I just want to get you guys all straight. I mean, the Strait of Hormuz is the one I'm talking about. I see everybody getting a little red in the face here. But no, there's been a lot of talk in the news, of course, about the Strait of Hormuz, and everybody says, yeah, okay, but does anybody know anything about it? Well, I'm going to let you know what about it today. It's a body of water that's between the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. It's the only water route from the Persian Gulf to the Atlantic Ocean. It's 104 miles long with 60 to 24 miles wide. The narrowest point is 21 miles at the narrowest and has a very, very strong tidal current, so they have to be careful when they're passing through there. Ships travel in a two-mile lane in both directions separated by 2 miles of water. On the north shore is Iran, and on the south shore is the United Arab Republic and Oman. And there's actually three islands in the middle of that strait that are controlled by Iran, and that's part of what the problem is over there right now. because it's the only pathway for oil and liquid natural gas from the Middle East to flow to Asia. Now, normally, 240 million barrels of oil pass a day through the straits, and holding that up keeps these ships locked out into the ocean. But liquid natural gas, which is shipped mostly from Qatar, it can't store it. It has to be stored under refrigeration to keep it, you know, condensed, and that's a real problem. So they can't store it and hold it like the ships out there. Another thing that people don't think about is every one of those ships going through the water has insurance. It has to be insured. So the oil has to be insured, the lives, the cost of the vessel. And according to the ocean law, whatever percentage of the freight you have on that ship, that's what your insurance has to cover, including the ship. So if you're 10% of the freight, you're liable for 10% of the cost of the ship. If something happens, that's kind of the way shipping goes on the ocean. And the rights to use the strait is controlled by an organization which was signed by United Arab Republic, Oman, and Iran. And Iran says that it was designed to keep each other from blockading it. And the U.S. never signed it because they don't have any shore there, so they had no reason. But Iran says that we have no reason to be involved in it because we didn't sign the agreement. However, that's part of politics. One of the islands that I mentioned, the name of the island is Hormuz. And one of the factors there is that the soil there is so red that when you look at the island, it looks like it's covered in blood. And a lot of that earth is shipped around the world for making paint and cosmetics. So... now it is your strait on what the Strait of Hormuz is all about.
Okay, now we can all run out and take the maritime law exam.
don't get in over your head.
Thank you, Rich. Now, as a reminder, you can keep up with the Knights of Columbus on our website, kfc7612.org. There you will find information about our upcoming events, our council members, the various efforts we're involved in, and more. Additionally, if you missed something we said earlier in this show, a full archive of the Knights Around the Table podcast is available at wsjf-radio.com/podcasts. And of course, before we finish up here, we want to wish a very happy birthday to all of the knights who have birthdays in June.
Father Armando Alejandro, Daniel Zielinski, Dennis Mayer, Tristan Rain, Charles Arnold III, Thomas Lambert III, Andrew Becker, Ronald Kefchinski, Mark Llewellyn, Roy Wagner, Charles Kirschensteiner, Joel Richardson, Alstine Arndt, Ward Bechtel, Guido DeMaio, Mark Eastman, Alan Kopic, Michael Lindsay, and Ronald White.
Happy birthday!
As always, if you are interested in becoming a fellow knight, send an email to 7612kofc@gmail.com. Our goal is to have every Catholic man in the community become a member, so we would love to have you. Let's close with a Hail Mary.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm Josh Beck, and I have been here with...
your outgoing Grand Knight, Rob Somerville.
Eric Klaser.
Your incoming Grand Knight, Greg Oren.
And Rich Perron, still here.
Thank you for listening. And we look forward to seeing you out and about this month. Vivat Jesus.
Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you're listening to this show on the radio, you can get a free gift card by sending an email with your contact information to wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio phone line at 443-920-9125. Send us an email. at wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio at 443-920-9125. Leave your contact information and we'll send you a free gift card to thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.